The very first challenge we are facing now is the loss of our identity. A lot of you, they know they're indigenous, but they don't know what does that mean, actually. So they think, okay, I look different, but besides that, I'm the same. Actually, we're really not the same. And because we don't know the history, we don't know what happened in the past, the identity is not as strong as we should have. Our root or our culture or our traditions seem to be not so important anymore because we have to deal with reality. And because of that, when our rights are violated, we will be just like, maybe someone else will fix it for us. But it's not going to help.
What are the main challenges for the future that you see in your work?
Well, for us, the first step we are taking now is to really empower youth. Actually, it's already a challenge for us right now because this kind of empowerment training, some people, like government officials or even some elders in our own communities, will think that we're trying to organize some activities to fight against the government. We're not trying to provoke any armed conflicts or whatever. It's just that we need to know more about ourselves and we need to know more about our rights and we need to achieve the real equality in the society. Before that, we have to know what is really going on. We are already kind of criminalized in that way, and that will be really challenging for us.
Yeah. Aside from recognizing you and recognizing the work of activists as important work, what else can governments be doing to assist you and help Indigenous youth realize their human rights, their status, that kind of thing?
I think the first thing is that the government should really understand what is human right. When there's come to the conflict against their own interest or sometimes just against their own convenience, then they overlooked the real meaning of human rights. And a lot of times they misinterpret what we are talking about right. So I think the first really basic work is for the governments and also officials to really get to know what is human rights about and how can they think from a human rights perspective, not to think from a welfare or compensation perspective. If through that kind of attitude, we'll never achieve justice.